Hi, Sycamore fans. It's time for the official podcast of Indiana State Athletics, Sycamore Sit Down, presented by Team Green Law. Weekly, we will be sitting down with coaches, student athletes, and staff members throughout the season discussing their backgrounds, current events, and more in the Indiana State athletic world. Remember to follow along with all things Sycamores on our website, gosycamores.com. Now grab a seat and relax. Here's this week's edition of Sycamore Sit Down, presented by Team Green Law.
Welcome back to another edition of the Sycamore Sit Down presented by Team Green Law. I'm Seth Montgomery, the Senior Associate AD for Communications here at Indiana State, joined today by two members of our women's soccer team, Mackenzie Kent and Wimberly Wright. Ladies, thanks for joining us today, and it's been a great season
thanks
so
for
far.
Having us. Yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah, looking at this season, I mean, just talk about these first five matches that you've played. Obviously, we're recording this prior to the Thursday match going into it, but just talk about the season that's been going on so far, just the excitement and how the team's feeling just going through this first stretch.
Yeah, it was huge to open up the season the way we have. The 3-0 start was the first time in program history. To be 4-1 after five games is something that I know hasn't happened in a very, very long time, if ever. And so to come off so strong and with a lot of, you know, shutouts and offensive production, it's just been super fun to be a part of.
For sure. I think after, was it last Thursday? It was kind of going into Sunday. It was after winning the three games and then losing Thursday. I think it was important for us to, you know, get on the right mindset after losing on the road to then win again on Sunday. I think that was really good, really important for us, especially going into another week where we're traveling again.
Just go ahead and talk a little bit about that. I mean, obviously, no one likes to lose, and losing that first one, very tough, especially after that first start that you all had. Mm-hmm. But you're able to bounce back, and I believe it was a 3-0 win on Sunday. So just what was the conversation, communication with the team? It's not like you were able to escape each other. You were on the road traveling that one. So what was kind of the conversation within the team to be able to bounce back and get ready for that Sunday?
I think it was just kind of like, we take it game by game, not to worry, like, whatever happened to that game happened, move on, don't dwell on it, and move on just to the next game, really.
Yeah. And we talked about the fact that roadblocks were going to happen.
Yeah.
We weren't going to, you know, it's a really impressive thing, and it's a really difficult thing to go undefeated all of your long three-month season, and so we knew that, while that'd be cool, it was not going to happen, and so to kind of be able to learn from that sooner rather than later, deal with it and respond to it was positive for us, for sure.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I've noticed, and I'm in my fourth year here at Indiana State, one of the things I noticed with fall camp this year was that it was a little bit more intense. It was a little bit more focused. Like, you could tell that it was building towards something. I don't know if anyone anticipated the start that you're going to have. And maybe you did internally, I don't know. But just talk about what it was like going through that fall camp and going through those and how that kind of helped propel the start to the season.
I think that we know Paul. We know that he's a really detail-oriented guy and that we were always, like, from the jump going to be, you know, how do we prepare for this? How can we tactically be better than however many opponents we have lined up over these next couple months? And so the intensity but the intention behind preseason, I think, was really important to keep us all kind of like locked in, because obviously it's a grind, but it was honestly fun because we saw the product of all the work we've put in, not only through the summer but through the entire off season in the spring, and it was really cool to see that those products come out and all that hard work pay off. And so I think that we knew that we had a big start in us, and so it was cool to actually get those results.
For sure. And honestly, I think it was so intense, at least in my opinion, because there's so many girls leaving, to be intense and intentional, because the girls that are staying here, those are like the foundation, the base of, because the giant team is leaving. So you kind of they have to know what like the standards are, so they can carry that on to next fall, just because there's so many of us leaving. I think that was honestly the biggest part.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You talk about so many people leaving. Let's talk about just so many people that came in this
year.
I mean, you look at it, Was it only 11? Because
oh,
no,
I think it was
16.
It was at least 11 freshmen,
and then the transfers.
Technical, like, transfers.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are so many people that came into it. Mackenzie, I'm going to ask you this question first, and then hopefully I'll get your reaction to it, too. But, Mackenzie, obviously, being one of those returners, what was it like for you to see this giant influx of players come onto this team? And just how did you react? How did you feel getting to know them and seeing how the pieces were going to start coming together?
I, like, being totally transparent, it was definitely something that, as, you know, we're preparing all summer, like, all on our own individually, I'm kind of thinking, okay, like, this is something that I've never experienced before. I don't really know how this is going to go. But honestly, I couldn't have been more, like, pleasantly surprised with how close it all still felt, because our team, that's something that we've always, like, at least in my 4 years here, taken a lot of pride in, is how close-knit we are and our chemistry. And so I was really worried about, you know, a bigger group or a more variety of people, personalities, players. Like, I was kind of worried about how that was going to align with that culture that we have. But honestly, I was so pleasantly surprised so quickly how ready everyone came in, how open-minded, and how, like, much we were leaning on each other, and how close we've become in such a short amount of time. And so, yeah, definitely something that I, like, was worried. I wouldn't say worried, but
hesitant.
to like really, like, buy into, but it's been really, really good.
Wimberly, I've got to ask, I mean, you were at Texas State for a couple of years, obviously made the jump and came here to Indiana State, but what was it like for you just leaving a place that you'd been for a couple of years to come to a new place, not just be at a new place, but be part of so many new faces coming into a program like this?
You know, I'd like to say it was easy, but it really wasn't, just because I'm so bad with change. So I was like, I don't know how this is going to work, because I was there for 4 years. So then I had, like, my roommate, all of my friends that had been there since freshman year. But honestly, it's been really fun. Like, again, the chemistry of the whole team has been awesome. Like, at my old school, we didn't do as much outside of, like, soccer. Like, this team, you know, will go play volleyball, pickleball, all that. I think that alone made me more, like, welcome, comfortable, all that. So it's been really fun, really great. Just love my decision, honestly, to come here. It's been really fun, honestly.
I heard about it's kind of what, the welcome week, the first week too, before camp starts. How much did that help as well with both of you, just the adjustment to everybody new that was here?
A lot, honestly. Like, obviously, I had the spring to get to know them, but I think that, like, I got really close with some of the other girls that I didn't really, not talk to in the spring, but just didn't hang out all that much. So that was really fun.
And it's always, like, I always find that week to be super helpful in terms of the freshmen and newcomers, because that's when, like, their class is going to be really close in the dorms, obviously. Like, they all live really close together all the time. And so bonding week is really important for, like, older girls and newcomers and younger girls to, like, make those connections. So that way, like, I don't know, they just grow throughout the season. And so that's my favorite part of bonding week. But I thought it was good.
This is a Sycamore Sit-Down presented by Team Greenlaw, joined today by Mackenzie Kent, Wimberly Wright from Indiana State Zone Women's Soccer. We talked about this a little bit before we got on and started recording, but first long road trip out of the way. Another one coming up this weekend. Mackenzie, you mentioned this is a month where it feels like you guys are just going to be constantly on the road with it. How do you prepare for something like that? How do you get ready for just the grind, honestly, that's going to come up with just constantly being on the road?
It definitely, it's taken, you know, just the right mindset. It really takes a lot of work to be in that mindset, because you obviously have all your logistical stuff, like getting your schoolwork in a row, like communication between professors, everything. But in terms of playing on the road and traveling and what it does, like, to your momentum, like, it's harder to recover on the road. Like, that stuff honestly is all just about being really disciplined and having that mindset that we're not gonna let, like, anybody take points from us just because we're on the road. And I think that we've been really disciplined. Like, this weekend in the hotel, we were utilizing any type of recovery that we could. We were literally making ice baths in the tub. We're getting in, like, doing like contrast therapy in the hot tub. So definitely a disciplined mindset, but it was clear that we were all on the same page for it, so it was good.
Yeah, I honestly think, like, it's hard, yeah, but then I also think, damn, like, I don't have that many more trips left,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard, I just, you, as a freshman, you're like, oh, like, this is gonna be a long month, but then, okay, fast forward, like, your 4 years go by so fast, so I'm
they
like,
do.
I wish I would have, you know, relished in some of those moments that I got, like, with the team in the hotel or the bus, so I just think to myself, you know, I don't have many more, so you can continue to get through the month, because it's been fun.
Exactly.
It's a fun time.
You make some great memories.
You do.
Sure.
You really do. It is exciting. So.
You're leading me into my next two questions, and I appreciate that for sure. But when really you were just touching on just the difference between freshmen and then kind of the senior mentality
mm-hmm.
with that. Did you have any conversations with the freshmen or with some of these newcomers about, okay, here's what you need to do to prepare to get ready on the road? Or
mm-hmm.
did you have any kind of those talks with them just so that it's not shock when they're actually
yeah.
going through it?
I mean, school, obviously, like, we send out, like, the letters, they know that, obviously, like, as far as the soccer side, I would say, like, be grateful for the fact that you're traveling, like, again, I hate to say we have such a large roster, because that's been said, like, 18 times, but we do, so, like, there are girls who, unfortunately, don't get to come, which I think is sad, because we all deserve to be there and on the bus, but just be grateful that you're there, and help the team any way you can, even if you don't get the minutes that you want, you know? Like, I was in their shoes
yeah.
debating whether or not I was going to travel or not, so, like, I get it. So just knowing that you're appreciated even if you don't get the minutes that you want. So I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I just, like, I just try to make a point to, like, help those who, yeah, like, just don't really, this is their first trip, like,
uh-huh.
all this stuff that, no matter what it is, if nothing else, it's a learning experience. Like,
yeah.
no matter if it wasn't the performance you wanted or the minutes you wanted or the most fun when the air conditioning breaks down on the bus.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what it is, it's a learning and a bonding experience.
Yeah.
And so just, like, making the most out of whatever situation you find yourself in is super important.
Mackenzie, you were smiling when you were talking about just the memories you make on the road trips. So I've got to ask, any that you feel like sharing or able to share with us?
Oh gosh, so many. It's, we've had the privilege of going to a lot of different places in my 4 years. I think that, like, I want to say 4 years ago today, or 3 years ago today, so in my freshman season here in 2021, we were on our, like, first ever long trip to the Carolinas, and so, like, seeing the flashbacks from, like, that trip are super fun, because we just, it was a big win on the road. We got to see a bunch of different places. We got to go to downtown Asheville, North Carolina. And so, in terms of specifics, honestly, like, it's just the time. Like, it's the little things that add up, like games in the hotel room,
mm-hmm.
just spending time. Like, it's the little things that add up. So, I can't complain.
Obviously, Wimberly, you've only been on one road trip
yes.
here at Indiana State. So, what stood out to you from this at Pass, or what's one memory that you potentially would take away from that first one?
Honestly, they, like, let us, this may sound really stupid, but they, like, let us walk around. Like, at my old school, it was, like, a business trip. Like,
mm-hmm.
it was bus, hotel, field, back to the hotel. Like, we were never, and we were at cool places, and they never let us. So, like, we walked around Cape Girardeau, like, that downtown area,
mm-hmm.
saw the water, so that was really fun. Like, I, like, when we're at those places, like, they should let us do those things.
Oh,
and
sure.
I'm grateful that these coaches are like, yes, go.
Yeah.
Go and see it. So that was really fun.
And it kind of provides that balance, too.
Right.
Like, you're there and you're there to work, but
right.
you're also, it's kind of like the student-athlete dynamic.
Yes,
you're
exactly.
there to be an athlete, but you're also there to be a student.
Right, exactly. When you have all that time, like, might as well. So it was nice.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that you can, like, maximize performance even by keeping things fun. Like,
right.
less just total, like you said, business trip,
mm-hmm.
total stress all the time. Like, I feel like that's not the way to maximize
no,
performance, and so
no.
getting to do those things is definitely a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it between home and road, I mean, what are the biggest differences in preparation, like how you prepare for those matches, how do you prepare for that type of thing, and how's coach handle that kind of preparation when it goes into it as well?
I'm all about, like, routine, so, like, when I'm home, I'm like, all right, I'm going to wake up at this time, eat this. And it's all the same, but when you're on the road, you know, you don't really know what the hotel breakfast is going to be like. Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah, it definitely, like, I'm the same way. Like, on a game day at home, I like to be in my own locker room. I like to be at my locker, and I like to be able to be in our training room, do what I need to do to get myself ready. And sometimes, like, it's definitely a test of, like, adaptability on the road, like Wim mentioned, from, like, you know, just start to finish, like, breakfast to going to bed. Like, your schedule is just going to be a little different than normal, and so just adapting to that, and, again, trying to keep it fun and not get too stressed about, like, being on a routine.
Right.
Well, I've got to ask, because obviously there's something specific that you eat, and you're kind of talking about routine.
Yeah.
What is your game day routine for home?
Ooh, okay. So I'll wake up not too early, but not too late.
Define that. Not too early, not too late. Because that's very broad,
okay,
depending
so
on...
So, like, on those Thursday games, I don't have class on the Thursday, so I usually wake up at, like... Yeah, I know. I'm, like, in barely any hours, so it's been really nice. But I usually wake up at, like, 9:30. And I'll have some eggs, like 2 eggs, and then some yogurt and a bagel. And then I'll probably, like, do the boots, like the Normatec legs, watch some TV with the roommates. And then we usually, like, eat a small lunch, like sandwich, and then head to the locker room. And then it's pregame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go by quick, for sure. Like, game day timing, like,
truly
hops up on you.
You're like, oh, I have so much time, and then all of a sudden it's 2 p.m.,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go.
Yeah,
so.
For a home game, since you did a Thursday, I'll, like, envision a Thursday game.
Okay.
I would, since we wouldn't have practice on a game day, that turning off that 6 a.m. alarm,
ooh,
perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so then usually I'll just kind of let myself wake up whenever. I don't really sleep too late as is, so I would guess it'd probably be around the same time, like somewhere between 8:30 and 9:30. And then I'll get a coffee, go to class. I have 2 classes on Thursdays. And then by the time I'm out of that second class, I go home, eat, like you said, something light.
Yeah.
And then usually it's time to go to the stadium. And then... Like, I mentioned the, like, locker room routine. I like to be in my locker. I like to have my headphones on. And we have, like, you know, our little corner over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everybody's dancing, hanging out. I get to, like, heat and get do all my exercises and treatment in our training room. And you don't really get a training room on the road,
no.
So that kind of stinks. But, like,
I feel like our music stays the same.
Our music
we
stays
have to,
the
like,
same,
listen.
Which is great.
What song? It's the Pitch Perfect
Pitch
song.
Pitch Perfect.
That song's playing at the last
Price
one.
Price tag, yeah. The
every
Bella's
time.
Finals every time, and
home
that
away,
gets
yeah.
that gets pretty high.
That's added to the routine. Mm-hmm.
Who chose that song? Who controls the music? Like, how did that whole thing start? Because you both are saying that.
Yeah, Nora controls it,
yes,
right?
Yes, Nora plays the music because she's got the speaker in
uh-huh.
her Spotify playlist. Or,
but I don't know who, because I feel like that y'all did it before even I was here, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm honestly not sure. At what point we shifted to those songs, because we had, like, some old ones, like, from my freshman and sophomore year that were always, like, the last one or two songs before we came out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, there was one of them we didn't like as much, so we kind of shifted, I guess, at some point, but I don't really know who, or if it was, like,
yeah,
a group decision.
Because I just remember that first game that I played with them, we were up in Indy at that,
yes,
and that song was playing in the locker room, the very last one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where it came from, but it's fun. I like it.
It's fun.
So,
yeah.
Music plays such a big factor with everything, from just being around the teams. Like,
mm-hmm.
everyone's got their songs, everyone's got their playlists, everyone's
yeah.
got their kind of mindset, okay, this needs to play there, and this needs to play then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've even heard from coach, okay, I want this played here, I want this played here, I want this
yeah.
played here.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of the ones that you listen to? What are some of the favorite songs that you have? Just what gets you going on game day? Now we're really diving
yeah,
into
we are.
It.
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Are.
Yeah.
Okay, me personally, like, okay, love the Pitch Perfect song.
Yeah.
I really have to lock in when I'm, like, before those games.
Yeah.
So I listen to, like, rap or, like, Eminem. I listened to a lot of Eminem before.
The old or the new?
Old, like, 8 Mile.
Yeah.
That's in my pregame.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne, I listened to a lot of Lil
yes,
Wayne before.
That's so, fair.
So that's usually what, because I like sit with my headphones on up until that last song is played.
Yeah.
So that's what I.
That's fair.
That's me.
I like, I don't know. Normally I'm doing so many things. When I have my headphones on, like in the training room, I am either wide variety coming here, but it's one of two things and no in between. It's either like. New rap or like 2000s like hip hop or nothing else, like throwback
2000s?
Hits, like late 2000s, like
that gets you locked
hits
in for the game.
Like it just
that's
gets
hilarious
me in a good mood, like dancing around.
Does it really?
Yes,
so fun.
Like or like early 2010s, I guess.
That's
like,
valid.
I'm trying to think of examples that don't sound like super
weird. No, you got
like,
it. Come on, you gotta get the weird ones.
Let me see. Like Akon, I love Akon.
No,
like that
way
goes crazy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like
that's
I don't
awesome
know. I'll just be I'll just run around for the games.
So you like really like upbeat?
Yes.
Like, really high.
Yes.
Yeah, that's valid.
But
yeah,
and then but if I'm like, all right, not that, then it's like old Drake, like
uh-huh
you said.
So like I just needed to get like I feel like I have to go to a different personality like when I
this is
step
fair
on the field.
Do you listen to any Lil Baby before the games?
Yeah, occasionally.
That's
yeah
good.
Yeah, so.
The Sycamore Sit Down presented by Team Greenlaw. Ladies, I'm going to go back even further than that because we're going to dive into younger youth. I want to know
okay
first time that you all played soccer that you can remember.
Okay.
What interested you in the sports? And we're going to start kind of diving into some of those ones. So I know that you're both thinking right now, Mackenzie, you look like you have that memory, so I'll go ahead and ask you first. When's the first time you remember playing soccer?
My first game story is a good one. So I want to say I was 4, and in my very first soccer game, I was so excited because, and it was, you know, just a little rec league, like in my hometown. I was so excited to tell everyone that I scored 2 goals. And then my mom had to remind me that one of them was for the other team. So I actually had 1 for both in my first game ever by accident.
Love that.
But yeah, that's my funny first game.
You just wanted to share the wealth.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Really did.
Keep it fair.
Mine was probably, so my dad was like my rec coach. So when I was like 4, maybe 5, we used to have to like rotate who would go in for keeper. Did y'all have to do that?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
we had to do that. So when my time came, this is like one of the first soccer memories I have. When my time came and my dad was like, all right, you gotta get in goal, I started bawling. I was like, no, like I don't do goalkeeper, like I don't do that, like I don't want that. So I'm standing there like with the gloves and my penny, bawling, not catching anything. My dad is like screaming at me like, you've got to try, stop crying, like at least you're on the field, all of this, like 5 or 4 years old.
Oh,
and then
God,
that was the day that my parents were like, yep, she's not gonna be a keeper. So
no.
Yeah, that was not
if,
great.
So funny.
If Paul looked at you right now and gave you the gloves, would you have the same reaction out there?
Or? Honestly, probably. Like, much respect to keepers, because genuinely,
oh,
I don't
gosh
know, I just can't. A ball flying at me that hard, like, there's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't, the tears wouldn't come, but, like, I don't think I'd be catching or saving any of them. So,
it looks so fun, but it's just a
like,
skill
and
that
your
I
body hits
have
the floor,
no,
like,
oh
so
gosh
aggressively.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Yeah, I say major props to Maddie Alexander.
Right,
and
yeah.
Oh
my gosh, for sure.
Yeah.
She really gets after it. She mm-hmm does.
Continuing as you're going and as you're playing, when did you realize that soccer was something that you wanted to do, that was a sport
mm-hmm
that you wanted to continue to pursue and play?
Mm-hmm. I came from a soccer family. Like, my dad played at Trinity. My older sister played at UTSA up in down in San Antonio. So I honestly was kind of just like, well, they did it, I'm going to do it, I want to do it. So honestly, I've just been around it basically my whole life. So I never thought about doing anything differently. And I'm glad. I love it, so
yeah,
it's not like I was forced into it, and
yeah,
I'm secretly hating it still. Saying, no, so
oh
it's
my
not,
gosh,
not how it is.
Yeah, at least you won't say that on microphone.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my gosh. I played lots of sports growing up, but soccer was always like, you could not keep me away from the ball. Like, we would be at your little club tournaments where you have a doubleheader, and in between games, I would ask someone to keep kicking a ball with me. Like, it was always just like so much fun, so much joy. And then, like I said, I played a lot of other sports, but I think when I was probably like 13, I knew that like that was the one I wanted to
mm-hmm
pursue beyond.
You played a lot of other sports, if not soccer, which one do you think that you would still potentially be playing today?
Ooh. Let's see, I would like realistically probably track. I did track all of high school and middle school, and it's fun.
Yeah.
I like to run fast, but it's It's definitely hard. Mm-hmm. Those sprint workouts are no joke. And then I swam for a long time too, but
did
I don't know.
Did you really?
I did. Like, swimming was, like, my last, like, deciding, like...
Like,
it
swim, tap, and all? Like, you actually did it?
Like, I raced for, like, Team Indiana.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Didn't know
it
that.
It used to be the real deal.
Wow. So we're going to need to see photos.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I have to see this. With the goggles and the swim cap,
since,
I have to.
Since this is a conversational podcast,
yeah.
There's the funniest picture of me when I was, like, 10 or so. It was, like, the first time I ever... And I'm, like, blind. Like, I wear,
yeah.
like, -7, like, contacts and glasses.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And so, like... I couldn't see if I, my goggles had like prescription lenses or whatever, so that sounds horrible, it's so nerdy. Because I couldn't swim in my contacts or something, I don't know, it was bad with the chlorine, I don't know. There's a picture of me after that, the first time I ever qualified for like my state meet, and I had won like the divisional round before
mm-hmm.
that. It's me on the podium in my goggles. Like,
oh,
I'm smiling
that.
In my goggles, like no cap, like it's just
that's
me
awesome.
In my goggles smiling with my
oh,
mouth.
My.
So bad.
Wow, I didn't see that one.
My friends toss that one around a lot. It's
yeah.
kind
of... And since I work with the swim team here, I know enough to be dangerous about certain things with them, but what was your stroke? What was your event?
I was always, like, sprint freestyle, and then when I was younger, butterfly, and then as I was, like, probably 12 to, like, the end, I stopped swimming when I was, like, 16. I was free and breaststroke.
Wow.
Weird that it, like, switched, but I don't know.
Have you ever felt the urge to get back in the pool and
oh.
try to...
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. I have a pool at home this summer, and I was, like, swimming around in it sometimes, and it swimming is just so hard. Like, so
it
much
is.
Respect for people that can do that in college, because
mm-hmm.
it is truly draining.
Like, I can't even dive into the pool. Like, I can't even dive, period. My parents always make fun of me. Like, my parents, like, I have a pool at home, religiously make fun of me when I try to dive.
Oh, my God.
Like, my body, like... turns into like a U. Like, I don't know, it's bad. It's so bad. No, oh, trust me. Okay, I'll show it to you.
Okay.
It's horrible. It's like embarrassing. Embarrassing.
I asked Mackenzie the question I'm going to ask you too. If you weren't playing soccer, is there another sport that you could see yourself playing or trying to compete at right now?
I did it all, honestly, in middle school. And like, kind of, like, I ran cross country and track till my senior year of high school. But I don't know if I would want, yeah, I don't know if I would want to do that just because it's so much. So. I'd probably choose volleyball, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm taller,
so
I feel like I could do decent. Like, I'm
yeah.
obviously not, like, giant compared to some of these
yeah.
volleyball players, but I feel like that'd be fun.
No, you could, yeah, for sure.
I feel like I could do well, or decently
mm-hmm.
well, so.
You kill it at sand volleyball.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
Looking back at it, so now looking ahead, moving forward to... when you made the decision that soccer is something you wanted to go forward and continue with, going into college, obviously, when really you didn't come to Indiana State first,
right.
but I'm still going to ask you.
Okay.
After you left Texas State, what was it about Indiana State? What made you want to come here and be a Sycamore?
Well, I talked a lot to Paul, and I, through, like, when I was 8 up until I graduated high school, I had an English coach. And I loved all the English coaches I had, and then got to college, didn't have that. So that was the first thing. I was like, all right, yes, I need an English coach. Just because they play a certain way.
Yeah.
And I was tired of the stuff that I came from Texas State, because it was just kickball mostly, it felt
yeah.
like. And I feel like with an English coach, you're very much, all right, let's just pass and play.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the biggest thing. Like, I didn't come to the, like, I would love to say, like, the town stuff, but I didn't come to the town
yeah.
before I committed. So
mm-hmm.
I really just talked to Paul and some of the girls, so I was just like, yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm glad.
Gotcha.
I'm really grateful. So mm-hmm.
different experience for you coming out of high school, but what, looking back at it, what made you choose to come here and be a Sycamore?
So my recruiting process was, my junior year was 2019-2020, and so like in that junior spring season where you see a lot of like heavy commitment like time period, that's when COVID hit, obviously,
yeah.
and so my recruiting process was definitely a little different, and so at a time where I felt like I was kind of running out of options, the coaches here at the time saw me at a showcase, like, virtually, and then I started talking to them December of my senior year, so just late in the game in comparison to a lot of the other girls in my class, but I was talking to them, I came and I visited the school. And then what really sold it for me, I talked to the girls. So, like, the fifth years that we have now, Maddie and Audie, their class, when they were freshmen, I, like, talked quite a bit with them, too. And just all those, I decided one day it was just hit me and I said, this is it. So.
And that's just kind of how it goes. Just one day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I knew I liked it a lot, but I was kind of up in the air between this place and another place. And then I was leaning one way, and then one day I was just like, yeah, this is where I need to be.
This is where I need to
be. Worked out.
There is an emphasis here where it really is student-athlete, so the student is a part of the entire experience here. I've got to ask, as you, what's your major here at NES State? What are you studying, and what do you want to do with that degree after graduation coming up?
I'm a kinesiology major. It used to be exercise science, but they're shifting the program to be kinesiology now. And then I'm on a pre-physician assistant track, so I'll be applying in the spring, and I want to go to graduate school to get my master's in physician assistant studies and then work as a PA.
Okay. Have you started looking at master's programs, or have you started trying to evaluate where you want to go? Or
yes, I have a list of a couple schools that I definitely want to apply to in the spring, so scary that we're already there, but
yeah.
it's happening.
It is coming up. And Wimberly, I know that you graduated Texas
mm-hmm.
State, right? So you're
yes.
working on your master's. What
yes.
What's your emphasis during
so I graduated with an exercise science, and originally I was going to come here and get my master's in OT, but they were like, there's no way you're going to have enough time with soccer to do this. So I was just like, okay, great, that's fine. I'll get, so it's basically a 15 credit, like I'm just doing a certificate program, so it's a health communications certificate program.
Okay.
And then when I'm done in December, I'll go to OT school. Like, I want to be an occupational therapist. So that is the goal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that something that you've always wanted to do, or when did
that?
No,
honestly, I went into college civil engineering.
Oh.
And then was like, I don't know if I can do this for the like rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a brief panic, and then I was like, okay, I'll do occupational therapy. One of my best friend from home, she has a little sister with Down syndrome, so I've been around them since I've for years and years. She just has friends with Down syndrome and autism, so I was like, I think that that's what I want to work with kids with special needs. So I was just like, let's do it. They send her to an occupational therapist, and she loves it. So I was just like, yeah, I can see myself doing that.
That's
so
super cool.
Yeah, nice.
Again, the Sycamore Sit-Down presented by Team Greenlaw, joined today from women's soccer, Wimberly Wright, Mackenzie Kent. Ladies, we're going to take it back to soccer, but I'm going to kind of put you both on the spot here because I'm going to have you both evaluate each other's game and describe what you're like
okay.
out there on the field. So, Wimberly, I'm going to go ahead and ask you this one first.
Okay.
Tell me about Mackenzie Kent. Break her down. What's she like out there on the field?
Okay.
And
oh my
what,
God.
What does she bring to the team?
Speed alone, like insanely fast, insanely fast.
Thank you.
Work ethic, probably one of the hardest working players I play with in my, you know, now fifth year. Just doesn't stop, you know. Technical, obviously, the goal that she scored at Martin, you know, beat like four players and then got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and the positivity that she brings. It's always, you know, great job to whatever, great pass, all of that, so. It's always fun. It's great. Love playing with her. Whether it be like under a, because we've kind of switched around a lot. But I told her this at the beginning of the season. I was like, I just hope that they continue to stick us together, like on the same time on the field. So, no, she's great. Amazing. Love it.
One of the things that I've always seen that people pick up, I mean, when you're around your teammates, you start seeing what they do and you want to try those too. What have you seen from Mackenzie that you've like, okay, I want to try that, or I want to try to incorporate that in what I do?
She takes on people more than I do. Like, my parents are always like, you need to be more selfish, and I don't mean this in a bad way.
No, you're good.
She drives and is not afraid to shoot. Sometimes I'm like, maybe I should pass this. So her willingness to just continue to go and get a shot off, I appreciate, and I honestly need to bring that more into when I step out on the field. So, yeah.
You are a rocket for a shot, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Mackenzie, you are bright red, but I'm going to make you speak right now just to describe it. Yeah, but talk about Wimberly. I mean, what describe her game. What has she brought to the team, and what have you enjoyed about just having her out there on the field?
It's like from the first practice that you played with us in January, mm-hmm. like you can see someone with such a high soccer IQ always crafty on the ball. Like, she'll, you just see the game so well. And I think that, like, that, because like, we have a lot of the same players this year, but I think Wim has been, like, a piece that was missing for us, in a sense. The way she unlocks the game, and then, like, just, she's a presence on the field that can't be ignored, whether it's winning balls out of the air, connecting a through ball, just being willing to put in a tackle, going the extra mile. I think she runs more than literally almost the entire team every single game. And it's just, yeah, so on top of all of those things, the work ethic to back it up, and it just, she's a player that other teams have to devote so much attention to that she's either scoring, and if she's not, they're so worried about her that somebody else is.
And I'm going to ask the same question that I asked to her, too. What's one thing that you've just seen from her game that you're like, okay, this is something I want to do, or I want to try to incorporate into what I'm doing out there on the field?
Wim can play the sneakiest little passes. Like, she just, like I said, she's someone who sees the game so well. And, like, you, again, you'll, first of all, technical ability also, something I didn't mention, but just, like, the craftiness comes from her technical ability to handle the ball. And then, I don't know, I just want, like, to be able to unlock the game the way that you do with your little crafty passes.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Welcome. So sweet. So sweet of you.
One of the reasons I wanted to have you both on here is just because you look at last year's numbers. I believe we scored 14 goals overall as a team for the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 20 through five matches this year, mm-hmm. so the offense has really come on in particular. And Mackenzie, you, with your four goals, I mean, that's the most you've had since your freshman year.
Yeah.
Just how good is it to feel just knowing that the ball is going into the net, or that you've got these opportunities that maybe you haven't seen over the last couple of years, but you're seeing this year?
Such a, like, relief, because I was getting worried there for a second. I was like, did I peak when I was 18? Like, I was really getting worried there for a second. But, no, it's honestly just such relief, and it's such a credit to the moving parts that we have around it,
mm-hmm.
because we've been able to, again, devote these last couple months to really gelling together, and then even more so in preseason, like, really hammering home, like, our combinations and when to go direct, when we want to, like, combine around goal. And so it's just a credit to all the moving parts that have put us all in the right positions. And so it's just, it's relieving to see all that hard work over the past couple months pay off, and to see such a huge, like, offensive production is awesome.
You look at the offensive production, Wimberly, team leading five assists, so obviously you're seeing the field out there very well, and you're setting up the opportunities
mm-hmm.
that Mackenzie and Alex and some of the other players are getting out there. Where does that come from, just that ability to kind of see those openings or see those players?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how have you kind of gotten that feel and that game for
Yeah.
seeing that and setting up your teammates, even with just the short time that you've been there?
Mm-hmm. I will piggyback off and say, yeah, like, the connection that I have, so I feel like I know where she's going to be most of the time,
mm-hmm.
or, like, Lex, Mackie, Alex, all of them. So, and they just, they make the good run, so then the gaps are open.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, hate to be cliche also, like, I just watch a lot of soccer also. Like, I'm big into the Premier League. So I feel like I try to mimic some of that a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but I think the connection has been the most thing, honestly, that's been really beneficial. So
I will say too, with soccer, you don't get a good offense without having a good defense,
mm-hmm.
and the defense has been really good this year.
Yeah.
You just want to talk about what their efforts have been and how they've kind of helped, not necessarily set you guys up, but just continue to get possession back to give you those attacking chances. I mean, it starts with Maddie, she's always talking back there in the back,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
Brooklyn, Autumn, all of them have had that opportunity that they've really made an impact in the game.
It's always just, like, it's such a calming, like, presence that our back line gives. Like, I know that no matter what's happening in the game, that the other team is going to have to earn every single chance they get, and they're, even if they do that, then they gotta face Maddie Alexander,
right.
and I don't like doing that.
Yeah.
So, it's just definitely, like, kudos to them and how hard they work and how disciplined they are,
mm-hmm.
and just putting in big tackles, making the smart plays. So
yeah, I feel like they win all the 50-50 balls. Like,
yeah.
I'm confident if it goes up in the air that it's going to be one of us
yeah.
that wins the header. So they've just been doing good. And they've been doing well on corners too. So
yeah.
they're scoring goals.
Yeah, I saw
yeah.
that. I mean, we've scored, what, 2 goals on corners
yeah.
this year?
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
an email earlier this week. Someone we get a weekly email from the NCAA, just questions that people ask from around the country to see if teams have done things. And there was an email that I got that asked if, over the span of their collegiate career, if there's members on a roster that have scored 2 goals off corner kicks and just over the span of like 4 seasons.
Yeah.
We've done it twice this year. I've never
like,
seen that.
Insane.
That's
really
to see 2 Olympicos when we're 5 days, it is literally
crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
I've never seen that happen.
Yeah.
In my...
I saw it one time.
Yeah.
In my 4 years in my old school.
Yeah.
And then we get here and it's what, back to back games?
Literally back to back games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
crazy.
It's crazy.
You both have the senior presence and you have the experience out there, but there are some younger players that are coming up and they're starting to grow and they're starting to grow into some of those roles that you can see they'll start making those steps next year. How do you work with them and kind of coach them, guide them, mentor them this year so that they're prepared to kind of take that next step when unfortunately you guys are gone?
Right.
Oh,
stop.
Oh,
so sad.
It just is like, and, like, credit to all of them in asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they truly have all shown, like, a really, like, eagerness to learn. And so that is really, like, inspiring to see the impact that they want to have, whether it's now, whether it's later. Like, that drive is there, which is super cool. And then just, yeah, just being constantly, like, uplifting. It's and knowing that having been in their shoes, it's super easy to be your own harshest critic when you're a young player on a team and you're really trying to work your way in.
Yeah.
And so just being like a little extra like encouraging and being really attentive to any questions they have is just really important.
And I feel like they, even if they weren't on the field for that like whatever particular drill or whatever, they come on and make a difference and immediately just like get right in there. So it's been good. I think they'll be great next year.
And our younger players like play well together too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's super fun to watch, like just specifically a group of the freshman class, like when to watch them play together with each other, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
3 years, that's a like that's a tough group of players to
mm-hmm.
be for sure.
Most definitely.
And so it's super exciting to see that.
Yeah, you're gonna be coming back in a couple of years as proud alumni
cheering
them on, and because I see
definitely.
That connection that comes. How often, and this is, I guess, is more for Mackenzie as you're still developing those, but how often do you get to just talk to some of the alumni that have come through the program? Just what have you heard from them about this season so far?
Oh, gosh. It's more than you'd think. Like, we've all, I mean, literally up to the seniors, my freshman year or the fifth year. Like, the girl that was fifth year, we had one my freshman year, like, there's always a text here and there, and it's just super nice to see, like, staying in touch with social media, and then, like, especially the girls in Maddie and Audie's class that just graduated this past year, watching the game still, like, I'll always get an encouraging text from, like, Carly Jensen, Katie Yankee, Sash, and Chloe texting me, like, and Chuddy's been to the games, like, it's just, it's so fun to, like, have them all, like, supporting you still, and like I don't know, it's just great the close bond that we all have.
Is it one of them coming to this game, this next game?
I think so.
I think one of them is.
Oh yeah.
Sasha
is. It's close to Sasha. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've had people come to games. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
As you start looking, I mean, we still have 3-4 games left in the non-conference season. Missouri Valley's right around the corner, and that's really where the game starts. A little bit more pressure gets on a little bit more because those games just mean more with them being conference.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you all have to do to not necessarily look past these games that are still going on over the next 2 weeks, but how do you keep that momentum that you've had so far early this season going into conference? Because obviously it's a place that you want to make a statement as you move forward.
Oh, yeah.
I think these games, I mean, they mean, like, they have meaning to this team, but I think these are games that we can, you know, make those healthy mistakes and move on from them without it really, like, hurting us. So I think these have been good to create, like, a foundation so then we get to conference and we're prepared. But I just think the overall mindset of the team right now is just we want to win. Like, we want to have a good season just because some of the previous seasons haven't been as good as people wanted them to be.
Yeah.
So... And we have, again, so many people leaving, so they're like, we want to go out on a good season. So I think that's just a really good mindset to have and carry us through.
For sure. Just like Wim said, just the desire to, every time we're out on the field, to put up a result is, like, almost tangible. Like, everyone here is on the same page. Everyone wants it that much. And so, just, yeah, recognizing that while these games, are they counting towards our postseason tournament? No. But, like, really making the statement, especially on those two games back-to-back that we flipped the results from last year, like Robert Morris and Miami. Like, that's the kind of statement that we want to make. Like, we want teams in the conference to not be looking forward to playing us this fall. And so that's, like, just been a big theme this season.
I also think, me personally, like, I go out every game. I only have X amount of more games in a college uniform.
No, seriously.
So I'm just, like, got to play as hard as I can.
Exactly.
So.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
This is my final question, and I definitely appreciate you all taking the time to join this, but you don't get to this spot in your collegiate career and your playing career just overall without the support system that's been behind you and carrying you through all. Who is your support system? Who's the people that have been there cheering you on from day one, and who are the ones that you go to as the seasons go, good or bad?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones you know you count on.
Yeah, my parents, obviously, they come to literally every game since I freshman year. At least one of them have been at every single game, whether it was home or away. So, you know, they take a lot of time off of work, travel many, many miles for me. And even if I, you know, at my old school didn't get that much playing time in, I would come off of the field crying. They were there for me. So it's been really nice. And my grandparents, like, they may not be able to go at every game, but they watch all the ones that are streamed. And I always get a text after games, you know, if I didn't have a good game, they're like, you need to work on that. But if I did, they were always like, all right, you did great. Like, love watching you play. So, honestly, then. My sisters, too. So, yeah.
No, mine's completely the same way. It's my parents traveling all over the place to watch me play and just never failing to support me. They weren't soccer players themselves, so I don't get the critique.
Yeah.
But they could. And just knowing that no matter how it goes, like, they're always there supporting me in my corner. And then my sister also, she's in college too, but she'll come to games when she can. And then if she doesn't, she's watching. And so that's huge. My grandparents, they come whenever they can. They watch. One of my club coaches that I had for many years growing up, he'll text after every game. And he and his family will come out to a game or two each year. And so it's just huge to know that you always have people behind you. And then, like we mentioned, all the texts from, you know, past teammates, present teammates, like, that's always huge too.
Ladies, again, I appreciate you taking the time joining us today.
Of course.
Definitely,
yes,
glad to
fun.
Have you.
Yes, it's been fun.
It's been a fun season so far.
Yes,
I'm
it
looking
has.
Forward
I gotta
to
keep it going.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
keep
I
it going.
Going.
This has been the Sycamore Sit Down presented by Team Greenlaw. We'll be back again next week.